Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has voiced regret about Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. Addressing his supporters Saturday in the province of Balıkesir, Erdogan said he hopes tensions between Turkey and Russia over the incident do not escalate further and lead to dire consequences. He also said he hopes something like this does not happen again. Erdogan also renewed a call to Russian President Vladimir Putin for a face-to-face meeting in Paris on the sidelines of the Global Climate Summit on Monday. Putin, who reacted angrily to the downing of the Russian fighter jet, has yet to agree to the talks. Also Saturday, Turkey advised its citizens to delay non-urgent travel to Russia. A top Kurdish lawyer has been shot dead after unknown attackers opened fire in a mainly Kurdish province in southeastern Turkey. Witnesses say the assailants opened fire on Tahir Elce and other activists Saturday during a press statement to a gathering in the province of Diyarbakir. The shooting triggered a firefight between Kurdish rebels and security forces. Hospital sources say Elce died of gunshot wounds to the head. An enormous crowd greeted Pope Francis Saturday at a shrine in Uganda as he delivered his first ever Mass in the country during the second leg of his African tour. The Mass was held at the Namugogango Shrine, which celebrates martyrs burned to death by a local king in the 1800s for refusing to renounce their faith. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.